The Alaska to Alberta Railway is the latest of several plans to build a freight rail link with Canada that have been proposed over the past century, but company vice chair Mead Treadwell says the so-called A-to-A railway will succeed where others have failed because world markets are hungry for resources Canada produces but can't export quickly enough to meet demand.
The port capacity and sometimes the rail capacity other places in Canada is just so choked that there's a potential market for a new port and a new method to get to Asian markets.
The railway would be the new method, and the new ports would include the Port of Alaska in Anchorage and Port Mackenzie in the Mat-Su. Both would be expanded to handle the four commodities that Treadwell says would be mainly transported over the A-to-A railway.
Bitumen, potash, sulfur, grains.
Bitumen is the thick, gooey byproduct extracted from the so-called oil sands of northern Alberta that's processed into fuel and other petroleum products. Concerns over the environmental risks of transporting and shipping bitumen through and out of British Columbia have limited the oil industry's ability to export it. But Treadwell says the A-to-A railway's plan is environmentally safe and less economically risky than a pipeline.
We believe we have a project which is competitive with pipelines. So one of the reasons why it's competitive is because its risks can be spread over several different commodities.
A-to-A railway officials initially proposed putting the bitumen into the Trans-Alaska pipeline at Delta Junction for transport to Valdez. But Treadwell says pipeline officials have raised concerns about that idea, so railway officials now plan to bring the bitumen to Port Mackenzie for export. And he says the company's also studying construction of a $2 billion rail spur to Valdez.
At this point, we're looking at rail transportation all the way to Tidewater.
Treadwell says the railway would provide a means to transport bitumen and other so-called stranded resources like potash and sulfur extracted from remote areas in Canada and Alaska. He says other materials like the copper and zinc the state hopes will be excavated from the Ambler Mining District might go the other direction on the railway.
It's up to the mine where they're going to want to send their concentrates, but we give them an option to ship the concentrates to Canadian smelters by rail.
Treadwell says hauling 10 trade loads of commodities daily would generate enough revenue to repay the private sector financing that the company would use to build the railway. He says A-to-A is now surveying the route, which would stretch from northern Alberta to either Delta Junction or North Pole. And he says the company's working with the Alaska Railroad under the terms of an agreement they signed last year.
You know, we're definitely interested and excited about the project.
Alaska Railroad President and CEO Bill O'Leary says the A-to-A project would provide many benefits for both the state and its railroad.
A critical part of the Alaska Railroad mission is to foster economic development for the state. And, you know, it's hard to think of a project that, if it does come to pass, that could provide any more solid economic development than something like this.
Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation President and CEO Jim Dodson agrees.
Transportation is absolutely a key component to economic activity and development. So I think it's an exciting project.
Treadwell says if all goes according to plan, work on the project would begin within 3 years and be completed in 6. He says for now, the company will continue talks with state and federal officials and property owners along the route, which includes mainly the state and Alaska Native organizations and corporations. And he says they'll also begin holding meetings with people who live in communities on the route, beginning with one in Delta Junction on September 9th. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.